This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of June 4th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you, Robo Motors, for being our banner sponsor. Thank you for tuning in to Radio Alabama's Mixed Sunday Morning, whether you're listening on the stream, whether you're listening live on the airways of Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5, or you may be listening to the podcast, as I know several of you do, as you take the podcast with you as you travel across this country. And thank you for doing that. I appreciate all your comments. I appreciate all the uplifting things that have been said. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And, you know, I want you just to share this show with anybody you can. You know, it's not for me, but to grow the kingdom of the Lord. Thank you for listening. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning as we get into the Christian headlines of the week. And it comes from Christian Headlines and from the Morning Star News. A Muslim upset with his wife's conversion to Christianity in Western Uganda denied her food and left her in a national park with wild animals. The story says, Sharifa Muhando, 27, of Kasese Town, said her husband beat her and kept her from food for a week after learning that she had put her faith in Christ. She had kept her faith hidden from her husband, Musa Bwambale, and other relatives after accepting Christ on July 9th of 2021. On May 10th, about 7 p.m., Muhando prayed in her room, read from her Bible, and fell asleep. Unfortunately, I left the door open, she said. My husband came back from his place of work and called me, and I didn't respond. I was in a deep sleep. He opened the door and found me with my Bible and notebook on my chest. He shouted, Allah Akbar, God, that means God is greater. The shouting of the jihadist slogan woke her. She said, I was terrified after seeing this. He asked me what the matter was, she said. I answered him that this is a holy book. He got annoyed and beat me that night and told me that he was punishing me for leaving Islam and that he will automatically be rewarded in Jannah, that's paradise, by Allah. Since that night, he kept her from eating, she said, adding after 2 days, he threatened to kill her if she told anyone. On May 17th, Bwambale took her to nearby Queen Elizabeth National Park. She said, my husband said he had received a dream from Allah of taking me somewhere. He took me in his vehicle and dumped me inside Queen Elizabeth National Park to be eaten by wild animals. Is that not a crazy story? I mean, it goes on that, you know, she is in really bad health, but she's going to make it. But the persecution of the Christian faith still goes on, and it's going on in Uganda, and it goes on right here in the United States. It's just different in the United States, and we'll get to that in our next segment right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and you know, last week on the show, I don't want to say I went off, but you know, we talked about Target, you know, the crazy, just the absolute insane things that they are doing with their clothing line. You know, we're in the first week of what is called Pride Week, Pride Month. And I'm just going to say this, you know, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. As I've always said, there's a judge we'll all stand in front of, but there's also the word of God that we have to live by. And there's nothing to be proud of if you're living your life outside the will of God. I know I've had some debates about that in the past. But just think about it this way. One day we are going to stand in front of God. And some of us will stand before God and say, God, I'm sorry for the things I've done. God, I'm sorry for the things I did. I would not want to stand in front of God and say, God, I didn't like the way you made me. Now think about that for just a minute, okay? If you had to put it in that kind of text, because that's what this world is, that's what they're teaching us, and really what gets me upset is they're teaching our kids this at young ages, and it's not just some evil school systems. It's some evil nurses and some evil doctors that are pushing these kids into transgenderism, homosexuality, and that is not of the Lord. Okay, we have to pray for these kids. We have to pray for the adults. We have to show them that we're not a judging person, but that we were a person of love, and that's God's love, and we have to get them into the Word of God. And it's not what Greg said, it's not what you said, it is what the Lord says about the way they're living their life. And just take them back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Go back in the Bible to Sodom and Gomorrah and what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? The repercussions of Sodom and Gomorrah are going to come when Jesus comes back to this earth. Because if you're not in the will of God, you will face the same peril that it is what it is. What you read in the Bible, the homosexuality that went on in Sodom and Gomorrah, that same fate is going to happen when Jesus comes back. So I'm not here to condemn you if you're listening and you have a different mindset than what I'm saying right now, but I encourage you, again, to open up the Bible and know that there is a Jesus that loves you. And I've seen it time and time and time and again where Jesus, the Word of God, has brought people out of transgenderism, homosexuality. And if you're seeking that in your life, if you're trying to find out who you are, and you are that confused, you don't need to go to a psychologist. You don't need to go to a school counselor. You need to find what I want to say, a holy person that can connect you with the Lord. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday Morning. It's Mick Sunday Morning. And before, I guess the last two segments ago, I did say something that, you know, if you have your child or a person that's confused, don't go to a school counselor. But there may be school counselors out there. I don't want a counselor jumping all over me that's going to point you to the Lord. Just make sure if you are a young person or an adult that is confused about what you are, find a holy person. Because see, right now, This is an evil, evil world, and they're evil people that want to lead you down the path of destruction. And Satan loves that. Satan knows that he's condemned to hell. But seeing he's not just a defeated enemy, because Jesus defeated Satan on the cross. You think he'd be done? No, he wants to drag as many of us down as he can. And before anybody jumps out there and says, Greg, well, you're just one of those, another one of those Christian guys condemning homosexuality. And I know I'm not. I am going to tell you that it's outside the Word of God and what's going to happen. But see, that's where Satan wants to confuse you. The master of confusion is Satan. If you're confused, you need to get on your hands and knees. You don't even have to get on your hands and knees. Just speak to the Lord. He will heal you. He'll restore you. And he will make your path clear. The mainstream media is pushing their agenda. Look at the mainstream artist right now, the secular artist. And look what they're doing on stage. They're not even ashamed of what they're doing on stage anymore. It's wide open now. No holds barred, all out in the open. Turn away from that and seek Jesus. See, because see, Christians are no different than non-Christians. Because the Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But see, the difference of being a Christian and a non-Christian is that a Christian has asked Jesus into their life and has asked Jesus to forgive them of their sin. And when you do that, you have to live a different life. Because that's the one thing I always ask God. You know, God, I want to be who you want me to be. And I always tell him, Lord, let me be that person to everyone. Because I don't want to be a fake. I don't want to be a fake to this world. And I don't want to be a fake in the eyes of my Lord. It's Mick Sunday Morning. Well, it's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer. Now, this one's going to run a little bit more than a minute, but it's very worth the while.
What if there were no dads? You know, God desires our intentionality when it comes to our relationships with our families. In Malachi 4:6, it says, "And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Why did God inspire Malachi to write these words? Why is it the final verse in the Old Testament before 400 years of silence? Do you ever wonder why God gave us 400 years to get our act together? I think maybe God was describing a world distracted, where households void of the spiritual leadership from the dad becomes the norm, where chaos would prevail. So I asked the question, what if there were no dads? No granddads, no uncles, no dad figures, a world void of men, biological fathers or not, totally extinct from any paternal responsibilities. Picture this world, What if no dads to tuck their kids into bed at night? What if no dads to escort daughters for a father-daughter dance, or none to accompany their son on a father-son campout? What if no dads in the stands for their kids' games? No dads to pick up kids after late-night events? What if no dads to be there for graduations, birthdays, celebrations? No dads to give away their daughters one day? No dads to one day become granddads? What if there were no more dads? A world full of men where the only expectation placed upon them was to simply produce more children. Well, men, we are so close to this very real picture. We're in a crisis. Our families are in a crisis. If we lose our dads, we lose our families. If we lose our families, we lose our country. The numbers are staggering, and the statistics show 65% of all our children are growing up without a father in the home. One third of our babies live in poverty. And when a child grows up without a father, they are 20 times more likely to end up in prison. Currently, an estimated 24.7 million children, 33%, live without their dad. Raising dads is the motivation and the drive behind Suit Up Ministries. Whatever your life stage, you are essential. Dads matter. Suit Up Ministries has two goals: to celebrate, acknowledge, and encourage dads already in the game, and to exhort fathers that remain on the sidelines to get off the bench, get in the game, and to suit up for their families and kids. Men, there is no substitute for the power of the dad.
Amen. That is Dr. Jeff Springer and Suit Up Ministries right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Well, it's been another week, another show. I hope you enjoyed it this week. Thank you, Robo Motors, for sponsoring Mix Sunday Morning. And I thank you for, I would say, listening to my ideology, but it's really not my ideology. It's the Word of God, what I was talking earlier in the show about. We are in a crisis in this world. And why are we where we are? And this has nothing to do with the moms, because moms, we couldn't do it without you. God placed Eve on this earth for a purpose. Okay, but we need our dads, just like Dr. Jeff Springer said. I mean, our families are being torn apart. And you wonder why all these other things are come up. Why 12 to 15-year-old kids are confused on who they are. Give me a break. Someone's not around them telling them they're a child of God. There's no confusion in that. And that Jesus loves them. I usually open the show in a prayer, and I didn't do it today. I'm just going to close the show in a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you do, Lord. Lord, for all the confusion right now that we see. Lord, shine a light on all our hearts. Lord, for those who need to be the witnesses to stand up, give them the strength. Lord, for those who don't have the strength to stand up right now, Lord, the ones that don't know you, the ones that the evil one has a grasp on, Lord, I ask you to release the bondage of those chains. And that God, that you will lead those to the right ones that lead them to you. Be with our listeners this week. Be with those who listen on the podcast on weeks and months to come, Lord. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for hanging around with me. I sincerely thank you for listening. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week with Mixed Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.